to another episode.
This is actually the same episode.
It is.
Yeah, we're going to cut this up. So we just had your roommate on. Did he tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're doing a behind the scenes. We're live in Boise for the Potato Bowl. San Jose State versus Eastern Michigan is tomorrow. So this is the day before the game. We have Chev. Is it Cordero?
Yes.
Okay. Is it Siobhan Cordero?
Chevy.
Now, your roommate told us to call you Chevy. Is that something that you don't like?
No, don't listen to
him. Don't listen to anything he said? So we're going to have to edit that whole episode we just had. So right after the episode, they said he has the biggest personality on the entire team. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. He's a clown. He's
and you guys are roommates?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun just living with him. And, yeah, it's crazy.
Awesome. Okay. So you're the quarterback at San Jose State. Walk us through how you ended up at San Jose State. San Jose State is a Mountain West team playing in a bowl game. They don't play in a bowl game every year. You were playing at a previous college. Walk us through that experience and how you ended up here.
So I played San Jose the past three seasons. So I kind of knew like how good of a team they were. I mean, I was tired of running away from junior and Cade. So I knew their defense and I knew what kind of coach Brennan was. And
yeah.
He was a good players coach. He has Hawaii ties. His cousin is Cole Brennan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just knew that, I mean, this was going to be the right fit. And it's obviously not close to home, but, I mean, it's the closest I can be.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so you're born and raised in Hawaii. Did you go to St. Louis?
Yes.
Yeah, why did you choose St. Louis over Punahou or over Damien or over Mililani? How did this work? Because Hawaii football, high school football is so fantastic. It's really fun and it's really competitive. Well, how did you choose?
Well, growing up, St. Louis was my favorite school, but, like, I mean, I tried out for Kamehameha because they're cheap, a private school.
Right.
But, I mean, it's hard to get in, so I didn't get in, and then I tried
St. Louis isn't that easy, right?
It's not easy, but, I mean, it's kind of easy to get in.
Is it all boys?
Yeah, it's all boys.
All boys, Catholic
school.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I tried out for Punahou, I didn't get in, so St. Louis was kind of like my last option, but at the same time, that was why.
Damien was never a...
No,
why didn't you... Then why? Just because it was a bad football program?
Yeah, they just wasn't in football, and yeah, I'd just rather...
I reached a replicate called Kealoha Polaris, who went to UH.
Yeah.
He went to Damien, so this is why I'm doing this. So, Kealoha, I'm sorry. No one likes Damien. I'm sorry.
So you now live in San Jose, right? It's your first time off of the island?
Yes.
Walk us through, what is that like?
I mean, at first, like, my first month here, I mean, it was hard for me. I was homesick.
Yeah.
My first time without my family. But, I mean, living with Elijah and Justin, they really helped me. I mean, every day is just, I mean, all we're doing is chilling in Elijah's room, laughing.
That's great.
Having a good time, and they really helped me out.
So, you're a junior now? It's called a COVID junior? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I'm pretty
sure.
Extra year?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, how old are you now?
I'm 23.
23, okay. All right, so this is your junior year. Are you? Can you make a declaration that you're coming back for your senior year?
Oh, yeah, I'm for sure coming back.
Okay,
sure. Yeah.
Good. At San Jose?
Yeah.
San okay, Jose. Good. All right, now we got it locked and loaded,
yeah,
Brennan.
That's a promise.
That's a promise.
Okay,
good. That's called a verbal contract.
We need some consideration. I might need to give you a dollar later.
That's good. No, I like that. Okay, so we're at a bowl game, right? So I want to walk me through as a quarterback what it's like, because you have to balance media, events. What's your preparation like? So you're trying to get ready for a football game, you know, understanding their defense, what they're trying to do when they're competing against you. What is that like? How are you balancing all that stuff?
I mean, in the mornings, we have a film. That's when we're really locked in before practice. We watch our previous practice the day before. And then, afterwards, after practice is our free time. This is when we get to have fun. But now that it's like the day before, it's time to lock in, and it's really time to focus on the game.
And so that really starts right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where it's like, okay, we've done our, you know, we've gone out, we've seen downtown, or, you know, it's, yeah, we understand it's cold, but now it's like, hey, I got to win a football game.
Yeah, we did. We had our activities, right? We had our good times. But now it's time to lock in. Go to sleep early and get ready for the game.
So what time will you go to sleep tonight?
I'd say probably 11.
11, that's early. We're old.
Do you have any rituals? Like, is there a process that you've carried out through your entire season that you need to do? Like, there's players, for example, that need an ice cream sundae. There's a player that needs to eat the exact same thing every time. Do you have any of those?
I want to say the day before, but, I mean, during that day, I usually call my parents. I FaceTime my parents. That's something I really need to do before my game.
Awesome.
It's like something like, if I don't do it, then I feel, like, guilty or, like,
Something's
like,
off.
Yeah, I feel like I've done something wrong. Like,
wow.
But yeah, that's like the one thing I
did. Did your parents get to come and see any of your games this year?
Oh yeah, they came to a lot of home games.
Nice.
They came to two away games, but yeah, they weren't coming to this game.
Not too cold.
It's too cold.
Too cold, is that right?
It's really cold.
I wouldn't come if I was,
yeah. It is cold, right? Like, if you're from Hawaii, I mean, if you're from California, this is really cold. If you're from Hawaii, this is like, are we on the same planet?
Oh, yeah. The lowest it gets is probably 70.
70, yeah.
Can you do me a favor and tell me if there was any difference? So look, you've had experience of two different collegiate programs, right?
Yeah.
Can you share, is there any difference in preparation and the way the coaching staff here helps you prepare or teaches you how to prepare versus how you used to prepare at UH?
Well, with my coaching staff back in Hawaii, I feel like I was all by myself. I mean, I didn't really get coached like that, and I didn't really feel comfortable of like talking to my OC or my QB coach like I do right now.
You didn't feel comfortable?
Yeah. Like right now, like, I mean, this year is probably like the most I've spent with my OC and my QB coach.
So do you feel like you're having more fun playing football if you have that type of camaraderie with coaches?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like you have to be able to speak to your coaches and feel comfortable with them. And I mean,
that translates into wins.
Yeah. With Coach McGavin and Coach Lau, I mean they're like my coaches, but at the same time, my friends. I mean, we joke around, but at the same time, we can lock in and learn new things. And yeah, I mean, it's been fun with them, and yeah.
I'm always curious about this idea of leadership, right? One of the things we talk about on the podcast is understanding qualities of leadership, and there's a lot of different ways in which to lead. How being the quarterback is just—that's just part of the deal, right? Whether you like it or not, you're a leader of a football team of other young men. How do you appreciate that and do it in an authentic way that's comfortable for you? Like, how do you lead in the football, in game of football?
I mean, growing up, I was always a lead by example guy.
Okay.
I was always known as a quiet kid.
Yeah.
Rarely speak, but I mean, I'm gonna do the right thing. I'm gonna show up on time, never be late. And I mean, this year, Coach Brennan really forced me to, I mean, speak sometimes. It's funny, like on Fridays, we would have our things where we'd go into groups, speak, and then we'd have someone speak to the whole team. And whenever I would come up, the whole team would cheer me up. Like, it's something that I don't really do.
So are you prepared to speak tonight or tomorrow, or have you thought about that?
Well, if we do something tonight, I'm probably speaking for my group. I always do that. It's something I want to do because it's something I really need to work on. It's
vocal. Awesome. What are some of the things you want to convey to the team tonight?
I mean, just having fun. At the same time, I mean, we've been playing this sport for our whole lives.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, I mean, it's nothing new. You just got to have fun out there. Don't pressure out. And, I mean, just finish the season with the W.
Does this feel like another game or does it feel bigger?
It feels like a normal game to me.
Okay.
I mean, I've been in bowl games before. It's like my fourth bowl game I've been.
Nice.
And, I mean, it's just went out for the seniors.
Do you get nervous before games?
I always do.
Always. What is that like? Describe what it's like right
before. You puke like Stephen Willie Beeman? Like, what happens?
No, I don't puke, but I just get really nervous. It's just like something where, like, whether I got to, like, the first throw I make, it all goes out. Or
is it almost where you want to get hit? So you see it where it kind of knocks that off, and you're like, okay, now it's time to compete.
Yeah, like, whenever I get hit, it gets my nerves.
Is there anything aside from calling your parents that, like, to try to combat some of the nerves? But I'm assuming that talking to your parents kind of alleviates some of that anxiety.
Preparation, maybe? Like, yeah. What?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Of course, preparation. Just knowing that you know the offense, knowing what coverages they run, just being confident in yourself really takes out some of the nervousness. But yeah, just talking to my parents really helps a lot. Just knowing that, I mean, they always tell me that they have my back no matter what.
Yeah.
That really helps.
That's awesome.
Would you say that was the hardest as a quarterback? Because I consider that the most difficult position besides the nickel on a football field. The transition between high school and where you are now in terms of recognizing coverages, was that something that started in high school? Was that the most difficult thing to do in football, is to understand what a cover two is, understand if a blitz is coming, what a hot call is? Like, did that start in high school for you, or did that start in college? When did you start learning about coverages?
I mean, of course, that started in high school, yeah, but, like, high school, they only run, like, two coverages.
Right?
Like
cover two, cover three.
Yeah, like, but, like, in college, like, that was the big difference, is disguising their coverages.
Yeah.
Like, just the speed of the game. And, like, in high school, like, to be honest, I was the type of guy that didn't watch film in high school. I didn't. Wow. I just used my skills.
You're just good enough.
Yeah, but in college,
it's easy when you're in high school if you're good enough to still be a superstar.
Well, and you really only had one season to play.
Yeah, but understand. But part of it is understanding how you do prepare and how watching film does help you prepare from the mental side of it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. So Eastern Michigan. You guys play tomorrow. This is going to post after that. So what? How are you trying to break them down? Give us some idea as far as what they do and how you guys are going to get after them.
I mean, they like to run a cover three, cover one. And, I mean, the D-line, they have a good DN.
Okay.
I mean, we're really focused on him.
Luckily, it's not Max Crosby anymore.
Yeah. But, like, we're telling the running back to help our tackle out wherever the DN lines up. But
that's
important
for you.
Yeah.
Like, hey, make sure this asshole doesn't kill
him. Yeah. Point. Yeah.
But like, just the main thing is just trust in the process and just buy into Coach McGivin's game plan. And,
okay.
I mean, everything will fit in and
So let's talk a little bit about predictions. I want a score prediction from you.
Ooh. I mean, I feel like our defense is going to do their thing. So I mean, I feel like they'll probably score like, I'd say 14.
Okay.
I think we'll get to like the 30s.
Okay, so this is it. Have you and your roommate talked
about this? Did you
talk about this? We got a score prediction. It's very, very similar.
Very similar.
It was 38-17 from your roommate.
Yeah.
So that's pretty close to what you're telling us now.
Yeah, we know.
So are you excited to run the ball, to throw the ball tomorrow? Is there anything in the game plan that's going to talk a little bit about what you're specifically going to do?
I mean, I'm just going to go with flow or whatever the defense
is. What they give you.
Yeah, okay. That's really good.
If they're stacking the box, and I would love to pass.
Right.
If they all bail, and then there's holes, and I'll run. But, I mean, there's some few trick plays in there.
Is there?
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be on the sideline.
We'll be finishing our ass off. You have to play in center on one bench at least.
So the game's tomorrow afternoon. What do you do after that? You guys fly back to San Jose. Do you go back to Hawaii for a couple of weeks, or how does that work?
So we land in San Jose, and then I'm going to drive with one of my teammates to SoCal. Spend like 10 days over there for Christmas, and then fly back for New Year's.
Oh, good.
To Hawaii,
so you get to go see some family.
Yeah.
Good. So spend a couple weeks out there.
Yeah.
Nice. Good.
Yeah. New Year's is pretty big in Hawaii.
It is. It's huge.
Yeah. So that should be a fun one.
That's awesome. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming out. We want to do a quick recap with you and your roommate for, you know, kind of behind the scenes, what the bowl experience is like, and then what happens after that. So we know you're busy. There's a lot of media.
Yeah.
And like you said, today is the day where you start to lock in. So we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes talking to us about, you know, what specific for you is happening this week and more specifically tomorrow. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. Really appreciate it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Cheers. Good luck tomorrow. 38-17.
All right,
that's a wrap.